mochi berries, a plant used in traditional Chinese medicine for hundreds, if not thousands of years, has widely been used by Chinese people in cooking, tea, and medicine. What comes as a surprise is its newly found popularity on social media in the U.S. Goji berries are becoming the new superfood. Yes, so people are talking about the magical powers that goji berries have. Does it have some interesting powers to our health? Let's talk about this.
Well, of course, because everyone else is certainly talking about it already. People's Daily wrote an article about how popular Chinese goji berries are overseas, and Huffington Post has also done an article talking about how to get the most out of this superfood by using their recipes and recommended for the treatment of diabetes and high blood pressure. And on Instagram, if you search hashtag goji, you would find more than 200,000 posts from users who put goji berries into their daily recipes. And I feel like if you're a Chinese person, you would find that you do that all. You put goji berries into soup and sometimes porridges, and sometimes you just use hot water to soak it, like the kind of tea. And that is what we do. But apparently, foreigners are getting creative. They started to put their goji berries into cakes, into ice shavings, into breakfast and salad. And even there is a kind of goji fried rice, which I would not try. Anyway, it's been very popular. And apparently, people believe it's superfood. And maybe they have tried it and found out some interesting and powerful function out of it.
Yeah, I have to say I'm a little bit surprised, because I do know that for Chinese this is a very common thing, but I never expected that this has actually caught on in the West, because apparently the Daily Mail UK and also The Guardian in the UK and also Amazon, lots of media outlets and websites have mentioned this, and some users even went as far as publishing a review titled My Goji Berry Miracle, detailing how goji berries really help them. For example, this user named Cheryl Faye Terry, she actually claimed that her burst blood vessel in her eye caused by high blood pressure was actually cured right the next day after she took some goji berries. And that is a true story, and she had pictures to back things up. So I was really, really surprised. I always know that goji berries are very popular because my mom is the number one fan, let's just say.
What does she do with goji berries?
She uses goji berries in tea all the time, and she encourages me to drink tea because I'm not much of a tea drinker. But she says this does great, tremendous things for your eyesight. And since I use my eyes probably way too much, because I always read and always look at computers and, you know, iPads and things like that, I do take that advice into consideration, and I do eat goji berries on a regular basis. So, and right now, my eyesight is still top-notch.
Okay. I wonder if your eyesight would still be top-notch if you didn't drink or eat goji berries. Okay, these are two very different things, Lillian. I need to get to the bottom of it. So actually, are you chewing and biting on the berries, or are you just, you know, drinking them in tea?
Drinking them.
Okay, there you go. And
not just in tea. And if you put goji berries in chicken soup, for example.
Oh, yeah, chicken soup.
Ah, that is true. In Chinese cooking, that has been widely used, especially in soup as well. And just listening to Liu Yan, your little story right there, it sounds so familiar. You might as well just change Liu Yan's name into He Yang's name. As I had exactly the same conversation with my mom. My mom's maybe the number two fan of goji berries. And she made a huge speech in front of me about the apparently amazing things it can do to your eyesight. And I have terrible eyesight. So, and my mom even went as far as picking the, not picking the goji berries from the plant, but from the market, and putting them in a cute little can, and made sure that I put it in my purse and bring it to work. So when your mom puts so much attention onto something, and it's more of like a respect to her and acknowledging her love to me. So yes, I've been drinking that every day. I don't think it's done much for me. My eyesight is still the same, but I'll keep on doing that, Mom. You know, I know you're worried about these things. Yes, so I think with goji berries, it sounds so not hip or modern in Chinese. Goji, it just sounds old. It sounds ancient. But in the U.S., its newfound popularity has been picked up by a lot of hipsters, a lot of people who are, you know, of the cool bunch, maybe. And then they started this wave of popularity for goji berries on the American social media. And you see these beautiful photos and of goji berries put in desserts, teas, cereal bowls, and all kinds of things. And when I was looking at some of the photos, I thought, yes, of course this thing is going to be popular, even if it doesn't have any health value. But, you know, a lot of people are saying they do have some merit in that department. It looks great in photos.
Yeah, because of the red color.
And it just lightens up that photo. So I think this day and age, for something to become popular, there are multiple reasons and factors that's contributing to it. And then maybe being photogenic or not is a bit of a question to be discussed here. And also, people are talking about it being the superfood. And here, we're not using this term lightly. Superfood is actually a term that is enshrined in the dictionary these days. So, 超级食品 is a proper thing that's been used in marketing every day. So here I'd like to know a little bit more about goji berries being a superfood. How does that story play out?
Well, goji berries actually are very nutritious. And in fact, they are the most nutritionally dense fruit on Earth. And that's according to the research we have done. And they are a member of the nightshade family, which contains many other common vegetables, such as potato, tomato, eggplant, pepper, and things like that. So if you want to be more scientific about it, it does have great health benefits.
And goji berry is, like, it's not the only superfood, even though the word is not lightly put onto things. But it means that it's a marketing term used to describe foods with supposed health benefits. So we can also see, like, coconut oil is also a kind of food that people wanted to describe as superfood because it has maybe some kind of health function that you find it interesting or better than other food. And there's also yamazi, luoxuanzao, things like that. A fancy name gives you the vibe that this will do a lot to your body. And I feel the most fascinating part for me is that actually goji in China, there are different kinds and they planted in different places and regions. And you can see there are red ones and there are black ones. And actually the black ones is supposed to be a superior category, but the black ones are not popular in the U.S. And I feel like it's because they're not pretty and they don't look really good in pictures. But
that's the major obstacle for that to become popular, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes, but thanks for letting us know, because I didn't know there are black goji berries
black
too.
Ones.
Yes, well, you know, thank you again for teaching me something new today, as I enjoy being on this show. One of the byproducts is to become smarter and more knowledgeable. Yes, for sure. And with this superfood concept, I think it's very much invented, not by scientists, but by marketing teams for major companies, possibly major even health food or supplement manufacturers, because I think there is an interesting underlying assumption. That is, if you eat a superfood, so to speak, and then life will be great as you will be super healthy. But that is the kind of concept or a blanket statement that we always refute on this show.
Mm-hmm.
As when one person or one entity preaches to you, be it a company or another entity, preaching to you that you need to believe in one single thing and your life will be better, that is never something that you should take it in by face value.
That's true, because, you know, no matter under what sort of circumstances, drinking the Kool-Aid is just not cool. So like you said, we should never just believe anyone who just tries really hard to push you one thing. However, I do want to stress that as far as goji berries are concerned, in traditional Chinese medicine, they are actually very renowned for increasing strength and longevity. And the goji berries are said to act on the kidney and liver meridians to help with lower back pain, dizziness, and eyesight. So it's not just moms trying to push this thing to your diet. It's also backed up by scientific facts. And also, because you have said over and over again that I'm a nerd when it comes to language things.
I've never said that.
Actually,
not the exact word I used.
Okay, okay. But again, this is going to make me very nerdy. Just now you said that goji doesn't sound like very hip or modern, and that's probably why it's not as popular. I actually think that may have some sense in it, because personally, when I heard this term, my first thought would always be like dog chess.
Why is... Oh, you funny man, Liu Yan.
That's not a very funny combination and not cool by any sense. But if you look at the actual Chinese characters, especially the word qi, it looks very much like fei, like Wang Fei.
Oh,
yeah. So that kind of acts more like royal colors, or, you know, a better touch to it. So it makes it more gao da shang, so to speak. So maybe if you want to attract more people to goji, you can use that method.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my nerdy bit.
And I want to do a little shout out to those foreigners who really enjoy this. In traditional Chinese medicine, the matching is actually very important and will do a lot to you. So stop putting goji into like ice shake or milk. That is a little bit weird. Learn a little more and learn some recipe, and you will find the functions getting more and more strong.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, there comes from someone who's done her research. For me, I guess I'm a little bit more free-spirited, if you allow me, in this regard, that I like to see what innovative and creative thing that our friends from across the Pacific would come up with. And when we're talking about this, I just can't stop thinking about Ryan, because he's made so many funny jokes when he saw me pull out of my goji or goji berries from my purse to put in my tea. And see, Ryan, now your fellow compatriots, before you have spotted it, has found the value in the goji berries, or also called wolf berries, and just not as exotic as goji berries in English. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Ying.